From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The reality show Survivor is trying something new this season, segregation. When Survivor Cook Islands debuts in September, its tribes will be divided by ethnicity, separate groups for whites, blacks, Latinos, and Asians. Survivor's host Jeff Probst explained this week on CBS's early show that they came up with this idea because the producers wanted more minorities in the cast.
Our original idea was simply to have the most ethnically diverse group of people on TV. It wasn't until we got to casting and started noticing this theme of ethnic pride that we started thinking, wow, if culture is still playing such a big part in these people's lives,
right. That's
our idea. Let's divide them based on ethnicity.
Writer Jimmy Israel predicts viewers will be shocked when they see this new season of Survivor.
No one thought that CBS would be brazen enough to pit the races against each other. But I guess race is the only taboo left. Or maybe this Survivor is the first in a new line of depraved scenarios for television. Watch out for celebrity catfights, in-law gladiators, or speed diapering. Now that Survivor has broken up tribes into ethnic categories, anything's possible. Frankly, I don't know why anyone's surprised. Race and class have been the subtext of reality shows since the beginning. It's the formula. You put two bees in a jar with a wasp and a spider, shake vigorously, and then sit back and enjoy the action. This new scenario looks a little too much like affirmative action in corporate America, but maybe that's part of the reason I'll be watching. You get the feeling these shows are cast from corporate break rooms and cafeterias because everyone from the goofy mailroom clerk, the inappropriate pervert in accounting, the manager who wears her blouses a little too tight, to the smug young maverick on the corporate fast track, they're all here on the screen. Survivor is pretty much a long office party, just with maggots instead of coffee cake. The same lies you tell, the same alliances you make, and the same plotting to advance your position that you get at any business is what you get on reality TV. You enter on the bottom, try to manipulate others to carry you on their coattails, protect them to protect your own interests, and then at the opportune time, turn on them, take them out, and seize control of your own destiny. And on reality shows, as in life, minorities have a tougher time gaming the system. We don't trust people or the games enough to make alliances, and this makes us expendable. Why do you think blacks get voted off reality shows so quickly? But black folks watch reality shows, too, always rooting for our own to win against the odds. The black people on these shows always seem misunderstood, kind of like in real life. Now on Survivor, everyone, blacks, Asians, and Hispanics, will have someone to root for. And for sheltered white people, it may even prove to be educational. Survivor Cook Islands caters to them. Television has always provided a comfortable distance for white folks to observe people of color in their natural habitat, like the soon-to-be-merged UPN or BET. Making a friend of another race, well, that takes too much effort. We will all be watching, yet we all know there's something wrong about Survivor reducing contestants to race. But the producers aren't trying to create heady social commentary. This is old-fashioned race baiting, and because it's nothing new, this clash of cultures will be provocative for about 5 minutes.
Jimmy Israel is a columnist for the Lexington Herald-Leader in Kentucky.